for Magnum.media. Reed Magnum with you, and a special guest here talking with Vieta Campen, who is the treasurer of the Portage Curling Club, and talking about the amazing wheelchair ramp. This is something, Vieta, we've been talking about on the air now for months, and you guys have now reached a milestone with this. But first off, if you would, how did this whole project idea get started?
Well, I've been on the board now, on and off the board now for the last 10 years. And one of our board members, Kyle Dumbleton, has his own business called Midwest Modern. And he's an architect and a build design person. And at one of the board meetings when he was on the board, he said, well, I'd be willing to draw up the plans for that. And yeah, okay, that's great. But, you know, where do you come up with the money to do this? Because it's not something we can do out of our normal budget. So last year when we were sitting with nothing to do at the Curling Club and I couldn't volunteer up an endeavor, I said, I'll start looking for resources. There's got to be grants out there. There's got to be different kinds of ways to raise the funds. And I tapped into Marianne Hansen at the Chamber, and she came up with awesome resources for me to check out. So I did that. I found some resources online, like Christopher Reeves Foundation grant, and I applied for that, and I applied for quite a few more. And so we're at the point where the ramp has started. The footings are in. One of the walls was up yesterday when I zoomed by and took some pictures, and we're already planning our first U.S. Open wheelchair bounce field. And I have 7 of the 8 teams already registered.
It's wonderful. It's amazing. You've been a part of this community for such a long time. I actually was one of your math students at Portage Junior High.
I remember that.
And if you would, for people who are around the community, they understand this, but there's some that don't too. Curling is such an amazing part of the history of Portage. And we were also talking before you jumped on here, this is a very unique sport in the sense of community that it can bring in. So if you would talk about the importance in this community and also what makes curling such a unique sport with the camaraderie.
Well, curling to me is more than just a sport. It is the community that we build within the curling club. So a normal activity or normal sport people would do, you would play the sport and you would leave and go home. And in curling, when you come off the ice, it's normal to sit around for an hour or two, maybe three, and talk with the team you played against, or maybe join with the 2 other teams that are around you and just kind of talk over the game, talk over social events in the area, watch a sporting event on TV, talk about your business, whatever it might be. So what we're looking at with the wheelchair curling is to also have those same connections, but reach out and also maybe by having wheelchair curling, that those individuals would be able to connect with other people that are going through similar things. Maybe they can find resources or have solutions that somebody hasn't thought of. And so we're hoping to build that same atmosphere within the wheelchair community here in Portage and the surrounding areas.
Again, we're talking with Vieta Campen, treasurer, Portage Curling Club. Now, not everybody who does wheelchair curling, they're not all of them are wheelchair bound, right? These are people who may need some help physically that still want to curl. They can still walk. They can still move around a bit. But this is actually more than just folks that are in a wheelchair 100% of the time, correct?
Right. I have seen people in other clubs that are in scooter type chairs. Some people have walked into the club ambulatory, but they're not considering the ice to be a safe place to be on their feet. And so there would be a wheelchair available for them to use in order to curl. I even watched a webinar where there is a wheelchair curler in the state of Washington who uses a sip and puff device on his wheelchair. He is a quadriplegic and has no use of his arms and legs. And they developed a device for his wheelchair, so he is allowed to push the rock down the full sheet of ice just by maneuvering his levers and stuff with the sip and puff device. He's able to do that. It's just incredible what's out there.
Well, some of these athletes, It's amazing. It is just incredible what they do and their will to do it. So my final question for you, Vieta, is whether somebody wants to get involved with the wheelchair ramp or if they just want to get involved with the Portage Curling Club and maybe do the sport for the first time, what's the best way for them to connect with the Portage Curling Club?
Our Facebook page is probably the best place to start. You can reach out and ask questions there. We're currently working on our website and redesigning it. So I, you know, maybe by the middle of October, that would also be a location to go to. My name and phone number is all over the place, so they can contact me directly.
Well, we give out your phone number a few times here on the air each week, and we love doing that. Well, congratulations. 18 months of being closed, opening back up again. I know people are ready and raring to go to get back to play the sport, but also to see this. And congratulations on all the success with it. Like you said, this is a very neat idea, but taking it from an idea to a reality are two very different things. So congratulations on this.
Thank you. And I appreciate the fact that you've been out there promoting this throughout, and people have actually called and said, well, I heard it on the radio. So that's great.
Well, it's our pleasure. One more time, guys, the phone number for Vieta, if you do want to connect, 608-697-6510. Again, that is 697-6510, or email the Portage Curling Club. Their email is portagecurlingclub@gmail.com. And as Vieta said, also on Facebook. For Magnum.media, I'm Reed Magnum.